Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Jeanette Abney, and I want to thank you for joining me here for another episode here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. I want to first thank my Heavenly Father for blessing me this morning, and I have several praise reports, so I am waiting for Miss Amy to call me because I have a whole lot of things that I need to share with her. So again, I first want to thank my Heavenly Father for waking me up this morning and for being ahead of my life. And I also want to thank you listeners for joining in, listening, the feedback that I am receiving. Also, you can click on the link to subscribe to Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. And then that way, I won't always have to come on to Facebook Live to share this information with you guys to give you a reminder. You can also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. I've got a lot of other little things out there. I guess Amy can share that part because that's not my expertise. So let me log her on to the air right now. Good afternoon, Miss Amy. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know what, Amy, I got so much to share. I got so much to be thankful for. I know you're going to be ready to kill me, but you know what? It's interesting because even as we talk about today's topic being immediate gratification, and I started off with the episode and I said, do you know someone or do you suffer or demonstrate symptoms of always wanting what you want and I want it now? It appears that patience and hard work is a thing of the past. When it comes to money, relationships, and other matters, many are finding that not only can children be impatient, but this also affects adults. And Amy, you know I am known for throwing a little temper tantrum. So I want to thank you, Amy, for joining me here at Precious Predicaments, as we're going to be talking about this show, because you know you also need to help a sister out when it comes to things of this nature. So how is your day going so far, Amy?
Not too bad. Just hanging around, enjoying the sunshine.
You know, Amy, you know, I tell people I'm not a Bible-thumping Christian, but I have a great deal of faith, and I'm working on my patience because sometimes it's like I want it and I want it now. And you know, I had already accepted the fact, because as many of you may not know, I am a licensed marriage and family therapist with several different locations and emphasis on a lot of different things. And I said, Amy, I'm going to now be considered as a parent relationship expert to focus on helping individuals when it comes to mending these relationships and getting families back together, because a lot of times we're finding that many people struggle in this area. But I want to share, Amy, you know I don't like giving up stuff because you know I could be a hoarder at times. And I had already put in my spirit, put in my head, I'm giving up Fullerton. I said that, right?
Yeah, you did.
Amy? And yeah. I haven't checked all of my emails and all this other stuff, but I got a call from the landlord today, right before I went on the air. And despite my financial situation, despite all the stuff that we got going on, this man still want to give me that other office for $500 in Fullerton. He said, I'm coming to see you tomorrow. I'm going to give you the keys. I'm going to do the floor. Amy, I was literally speechless because I had already wrapped it around my head with all of these people calling wanting to be seen in Fullerton that as of August the 1st, I will no longer be in Fullerton. So now I got to call Cynthia them back. I got to call healthcare back. I got to let them know we're just going to be changing addresses because they said that they rented my unit out, but they're going to put me in another unit.
I don't know how you do it. Just smile and wave. Smile and wave.
Amy, you know when you know when you know. It is so not about me. It is so. I've been getting calls for the past 2 weeks with everybody wanting to go to Fullerton. And I'm like, you know, I got to shut it down. I can't. But you know what? I trust God. And it looks like this still be in Fullerton. So I got some work to do tomorrow by going to do business license in the city hall for the fire department. I got to do all of that stuff all over again. But you know what? It's we'll talk about it when I go off the air. But, yeah, that's what it is. So we'll still be in Fullerton. So it's like no matter what I try to do to get away, because I was already like, gotta go. So let's talk about this topic. And this was one of your topics too, Amy, that you wanted to talk about. Why did you choose this immediate in talking about with instant gratification?
I feel like we've touched on instant gratification in a number of the podcasts. I just feel like in today's day and age with cell phones, we want answers right now. And for the most part, we can get them. But people have a hard time finding patience in their life. And, you know, like relationships, they take work. They want to be perfect now. Medical issues or mental health, they want results right now. And all those things take time. We just expect things to be done right now.
You know what? It's funny because my friend used to say, right now, right now. He said, like, everybody wants, like, right now, right now, you know. And we used to see that a lot in kids. And we would say, or we'll tell kids, you know, wait a minute, give me a little time, let me think about it. And you're right. It's like we want these Burger King have it your way. You know, they want it right now. And there's no compromise, no nothing. And we're such, like you said, a so fast pace. Now, is there something, and when we start talking about these things, whether it's working on a project, writing a paper, you know, doing laundry, we all want this instant gratification. Now, I have some information, Amy, and it talks about what is the meaning of that, because a lot of individuals don't even know what it means when we talk about instant or immediate gratification. Now, instant or immediate gratification is a term that refers to the temptation and resulting tendency to forego future benefits in order to obtain sometimes less rewarding but immediate benefits, meaning I want it now. When you have a desire for something pleasurable, be it food, entertainment, sex, you really think thoughts like, you know what, not right now, or I don't need this. But it's natural human urge, Amy, to want things and want it now. Did you know that?
Yes,
that's natural.
Yes, I did. I think that it's human nature to want things immediately, and patience is something developed. I mean, I know a lot of people without patience, and kids is where it starts. You know, you have to teach kids patience, and when you give them things right now, or you know, that's when you teach them hard work and how to get somewhere. So I think that's important to remind people, because I think we forget.
We used to say, I know my grandmother used to have the saying that Rome wasn't built in one day, and I used to wonder, well, how in the heck long did it take them to build it? You know, because I don't like waiting. I have no patience. Even today when we leave here, I have a doctor's appointment, and my doctor's appointment is at 1:15. It's like we go off the air at 1, I got to go to my car, get to the doctor, check in, and then try to get back here. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do all of that. Now, and like I said, it's a human nature, a human urge to want things now, and most certainly provided an evolutionary advantage for humans, even when we talk about our ancestors and things of that nature. But the thing is, we talk about the benefit. And sometimes what happens is when we rush things, it may not turn out the way we want it to be. Now, the flip side of instant gratification is delayed gratification, or the decision to put off satisfying your desire in order to gain or even better reward or benefits in the future. You know, Amy, because I hear you talking about in regards to phones, in regards to, you know, we talk about modern technology with a lot of different things, but sometimes it could be, you know, like we talk about relationship. But there's this thing, Amy, and both of us have studied in the field of psychology, but even with instant gratification theory in psychology, at the heart of instant gratification is one of the most basic drives inherited in human, and that's the tendency to see pleasure and avoid pain, and the tendency is known as what we call pleasure principle. Sigmund Freud was one of the individuals that first started with this, when we talk about the instant gratification theory, even though he's the founder of, you know, the concept we talk about with different things in psychology. But it is clear that humans are, to at least some extent, are driven by desire to experience pleasure. You could even argue that self-defeating behaviors that seem to bring immediate benefits is in line with pleasure principle. So do you think, Amy, that a lot of this immediate gratification is just to please or tickle our fancy?
I believe so. I think it's something in our mind, you know, like you want to go buy something, you want something nice or a new phone or something, and you go out and buy it to fill that need. You don't need it, you just want it, you know, and if you don't think about, like, you don't save to go work for it, you're just spending your money or not being responsible, and it can be damaging, I think.
You know, Amy, and that's true, because I know for Christmas I wanted me a new TV, and I wanted a 50-inch TV, and I wanted Alexa, because I wanted to be able to tell it what to do and do all of this stuff, and I was determined. I was price shopping and taking coupons and all of this stuff with my cousin, my cousin's wife. Amy, I went and bought that TV for Christmas. Do you know that TV's still in the box? I ain't even took it out the box.
That doesn't even surprise me for you.
It's been 7 months. My TV is still in the box in the living room. I didn't even take it out the box. Now, I want to give the listeners.
But it's something you wanted, not something you needed, and then you fulfilled it.
Correct. And you know what? And that's one of the things that we as adults do. We get our needs and our wants confused. You may need something and not want it, or you may want it and not need it. And now, with in regards to, and I'm getting this from PositivePsychology.com, and they talk about 6 examples of instant gratification. Now, even though there are many examples of instant gratification that it might seem easier to kind of be able to relate to, but here's some examples we talk about with delayed, and even though we go through these things, it says the urge to indulge sometimes in snacks, Amy, when you're talking about you want to eat. The desire to hit the snooze instead of getting up early in the morning, the temptation to go out and drink with your friends instead of studying for a paper, the temptation to go do things. So a lot of these things are just basically talking about temptations, temptations, temptations. So, Amy, how do you, before we even go, because, you know, if you want to call in on a show and talk about some of these things with the immediate gratification, give us a call at 516-387-1914. And Amy, like I said, we can apply it to money. We can apply it to relationships. Yesterday, I took a trip to Paula. I don't know why I went to Paula, but I did, because, you know, when I'm not feeling good, I go. Why did somebody follow me out the casino and then was trying to hit on me and then was trying to get me to go? And demo, did you win? Did you lose? Good man pulled out some money, like he's about to give me some money. I'm like, uh-uh. He was like, you want to go in there and have dinner? I'm like, no, thank you, you know. But he was trying to just be like, okay, I'm going to make you feel good. I'm going to make you happy. I wasn't in a bad mood. I just knew it was time for me to go home. I had my fun, and it's time to go. But when we start talking about that, Amy, even when we're talking about, you know, whether it's trying to make money quick, trying to, you know, let's talk about the money part first, because, like I said, my thing is sometimes I'll go to the casino just to relax, just to my little therapy. But what are some of these rich, quick schemes that some individuals have tried, Amy, for immediate gratification? Can you think of some?
Oh, I can think about that concert where he, in the Bahamas, he rented out the island. He said it was going to be this big concert, and he ended up scamming
mm-hmm.
all those people.
You know what? I saw that on Netflix. No, was it Netflix? YouTube? One of them I saw that, and Tisha was showing me that.
Yeah.
Did all of that. But the people went to jail for that, too. You know, I think Ja Rule was a part of that, too. It was quite a few of them in regard to that. But you know what?
Even the governor who was, you know, sexually assaulting all those teenage girls, he paid off for 12 years to postpone his court trial.
Wow. You know, and these Ponzi schemes, you know, a lot of times people even talk about even drug dealers, how individuals try to get that immediate gratification and trying to do things fast. And my mother used to always say, if it comes that easy, it's not worth it. Or if you get it too fast, you might not appreciate it. You know, and those are just some of the things. Now, especially we're talking about finances. Now, we talked about, or just even within the description of the show, instant gratification and its effects on relationships. Now, we are becoming impatient and lazy, and we're allowing this to shape our approach also to our relationships. But successful relationships aren't handed over on a plate or downloaded on the click of a button, even though, you know, instant gratification too, Amy, with relationships, you got individuals doing online dating, you got individuals doing all the kind of apps. I mean, it's just really getting out of control with individuals trying to meet someone to start relationships. But it will not come to surprise you to learn that instant gratification can have a markedly negative impact on relationships when we are consumed with our desire for immediate pleasure or satisfaction. We rarely make decisions that benefit our long-term future or our partner. Now, whether these decisions are things like putting off something that you promised your partner you would do, or, you know, whether you are just ignoring them, I want to give you guys some information that indicates how does instant gratification harm relationships. And this is by Laura Brown from Meet Mindful Explains. She says, relationships must be respected and organic. What do you think about that, Amy, that relationships, we talk about this immediate gratification, that they need to be respected and organic?
I think that's a really great way to discuss relationships, because when we're in a relationship, we always grow up seeing fairy tales and how easy it is, and they never fight, but in real life, you're going to disagree. Taking two lives that are two people that are raised separately and trying to see if they can work together. So it's going to take grace and patience.
And you know what? And not only that, Amy, because it has to grow at its own pace. Sometimes we rush people or we rush things because people are also their own unique path that they may result in a different pace than the other partner. And the desire to get the relationship you want right now or force a commitment in a relationship that is simply not mature enough yet is a great way to ensure that the relationship fails. And a lot of people don't realize that, Amy, because they're like, I want to get married, I want to do this, I want to have kids. And you can run people away in a relationship if you're trying to rush them too fast. So you know what? There used to be an old song, and it used to go, take time to know her. Sometimes we need to take our time in a relationship and not rush. Amy, you know, a lot of individuals wind up in therapy and counseling because of that, where they have done things where they became a people pleaser because they felt rushed. They felt like they had to do something like right now, right now. Any comments in regards to that?
Yeah, I mean, I have lots of friends that hit the accelerator on their relationships. You know, they are now moving in after 6 months of knowing each other. And yeah, that might work, but you forget how to date. You're going from, you know, dating from like the honeymoon stage to marriage basically without a piece of paper. So people, and then they become on top of someone and you don't really know them. You don't fully know somebody for 6 years. You know, that's what statistics say.
And you know what, Amy, and I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes we talk about knowing them for 6 years. People change because people can evolve. They got to grow together. I always say, and Paula White said this in one of her books, if you can't grow with me, you can't go with me. And, you know, and a lot of times that's what happens in relationships because, you know, other doors open, other opportunities open. I know what's opening up this, we're moving in Fullerton, Amy, it's going to piss a lot of people off because people and some individuals was waiting on us to shut down, looking at it as if it was failure and you don't need all them offices and all of this stuff. And, I always, when I tell people, it's not about me. And it's not about me chasing money because you know I sure ain't chasing no money. So individuals have their own perception of things, even in relationships. The next one, Amy, it talks about communicate, communicate, communicate. Even though we all know that communication is important, but the quality of communication is even more important than the quantity. It might feel good sometimes to shoot off an angry text or discuss something like it's an urgent issue right now, but regardless of you and your partner's current emotional state, that can be extremely detrimental, Amy, if you rush to judgment by saying something and blurting something out without even thinking about what you're saying or thinking about it before you even said it. What's your comments in regards to that when you talk about communication, rushing to say something or, you know, because I felt like saying it, it's time.
You know, that instant gratification is like you have the urge, you're hurting and you want someone else to hurt, and you don't think before you speak. And there are people that end up in our DB class because they sent that text message.
That is
true. We say and do things that we don't to at the other person to make them feel, you know, the same way we feel in that moment, and it's unhealthy.
That is true. That is so true. And you know what, Amy? Another thing is not every relationship should evolve. A lot of times we'd be rushing people with the wrong person. And it was like, as you know, and like I said, I want to thank you for showing up and helping me. And, you know, even though we're not Facebook friends, I put you all over Facebook, you know, giving you props of how I am grateful that for the things that you've done. Because I know that when people tell me, Janette, I'm proud of you. And just, I know I didn't do this all by myself. I know I didn't get to this point all in my life all by myself. So I know how to give credit where credit is due. So I want to thank you. And even with that being said, and we're talking about, you know, rushing things and taking it to the next level, you know, you and I still got to be careful with some of the things and the opportunities that are coming our way and not rush that too. You know, because I enjoyed the event on Saturday with the Courageous Woman and the book signing because that was my first time ever doing something like that. And it wasn't something that was rushed. When we start talking about our careers and, you know, how it affects and impacts our relationships, you know, that's something to take to heart. So what are your comments in regards to that?
I agree. I think that we just need to think, you know, or, like, opportunities come our way or job opportunities come our way, but we need to, like, reflect and think about the future and the steps and how we're going to get there and how it's going to affect people in our lives.
Mhm. And another thing we talk about, even with relationship, is patience is a virtue. I used to hear that being said all the time. Patience is a virtue. But the thing is, there are reasons that when we talk about on-the-fly marriages or, you know, going to Vegas or you met this person and you so in love and, you know, and even when we do marriage family counseling, there are things and signs that we may pick up on and they may have missed the red flags. Oh, I know what I want to say about the event. When I was sitting at the table, somebody said, gosh, do these stories got to be so horrible? You know, because we were supposed to be there to encourage, to empower women, and some of the stories were really, really sad, but they were really, really true because this is what happened to them in their lives. And what I gathered was a lot of them, their pain came from making poor choices because they rushed things. They stepped into relationships that they shouldn't have because not every relationship should evolve, meaning that not all relationships will last to death do us apart, and that's okay. You know, and sometimes we look at that, Amy, and we feel bad or we think, oh, we made a bad decision that's going to affect us for the rest of our life. You know, I tell individuals the best revenge is to take care of yourself and to succeed.
I think that people forget, you know, and we ignore warning signs that the universe is trying to tell us. You know, we know what's best for us, and we try and fix people, and that's huge. You can't fix anything.
That is true. That is true. Now, Amy, you mentioned this earlier in regards to instant gratification effects on society. Now, aside from the impact on our personal lives, we are given instant gratification, seduction. There are society-wide impacts as well. We are undoubtedly becoming a society that is accustomed to getting what we want, when we want it. And there's a big reason for this trend. One is technology and social media. Now, a lot of times, even in therapy, we find clients that be coming in, they be wanting immediate gratification just in therapy too. But I want to go to what roles and the roles that technology and social media play. Now, technology has eliminated the basement dark room and a whole notion of we start talking about different things. But although instant gratification has been a struggle for humans for a long time, it is undoubtedly harder than it used to be today. Now, the biggest contributor to this increase is difficulty in modern technology and social media. Amy, do you know I sat there and just that within a few minutes, I kept clicking and putting that information out because I was running behind with getting the information out for the show. But, you know, when we talk about these things, Amy, do you know what a DVR is?
Yes, I know what a DVR is.
Do you know what beta is? Back in the old days, you know, we used to do these things. But do you know back in the day we used to watch TV? We had to watch through the commercials and all of that stuff. DVR has kind of eliminated the need to wait for commercials to get back to your show or movie. Another thing, Disney parks. You know, when you go to Disneyland, you can get fast passes now. You know, you can order things through eBay and, you know, shipping with Amazon. The internet providers are constantly upgrading their speed. So it's so much stuff going on when we start talking about technology. So I'll let you talk about that because, you know, that's not my forte. So what are some of the roles that you believe the technology and social media is playing when we talk about immediate gratification?
Well, think about porn, you know. You can get anything you want online. You Google anything and it relates it to porn. If you have a curiosity about anything in the world, you can Google it and it's there. The answer is in your hands. It might not be right, but you can have some sort of answer. You can get cars immediately. You said you can get your groceries delivered. Same hour. You get anything you order online delivered the same day. It's It's crazy. And so there's people forget how to have patience. So if there is a line at an amusement park, people don't know how to wait because they didn't get that fast pass or they didn't know about it. Or when their internet's down or there's a blackout, people freak out. They forget how to socialize without having their phones or even at dinner tables. Like, I see children with iPhones at dinner tables. We never had that. We had to color or have a conversation, and people forget how to communicate. You forget how to be social without being through a device.
You know what, and that's true, Amy. And a lot of parents are concerned now because they feel that their children or young adults have become addicted to their iPads and their phones and social media, you know, Instagram and all of that, because it also consumes a lot of individuals' time. And we also, when we start talking about these different things, and like we talked about, some of it is human nature, and we are hardwired to want things, and even though we want it, it doesn't mean that we should get it, but it's a powerful force, and it makes people convert as long as you're doing the right thing. But we also have to know how to use that gratification. And, Amy, not only just that gratification in our personal life but in social media, but also when we start talking about not only in relationship but in the workplace, sometimes even with marketing. You know, they thrive on instant gratification and the pleasure principle in regards to helping individuals. You know, when we're talking about, like, you keep getting on me about my phone. Girl, yesterday when I was in Marietta, I had no phone for hours because my charger cord finally gave out on me. I had to I couldn't go to the Apple store or anything like that. I had to go to the AM/PM and buy another cord, and Lord knows how long that cord gonna last, but my battery was dead. So when we start talking about these things, and when we wanted, I couldn't check no emails, I couldn't check no texts, I couldn't do nothing. But it didn't really bother me.
Even with, like, their phones, you know, like, directions, without your phone or without cell service, you can't find anywhere, and people don't know how to use maps or encyclopedias anymore.
That's true. Amy, no. When I had to drive Lorana home, that was the longest drive in the world. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Are we ever going to get there? You know, are we there yet? Are we there yet? I said, I owe Amy an apology because I did not know where it was. But, you know, the cold part about it was that was when my cord started giving out on me, and I was sitting on the side of the road with two dead phones and an iPad. And I said, how am I going to get back to Compton? Thank God, in my car, I have a navigational system. I was able to program it in my car in order to get me back home. Because I wouldn't have known how to get back home. I'd have been stuck. Or either find a place to go buy another cord. So you are right. We don't read maps. We don't do all of that. We want somebody to tell us how to do it, how to get there, how long it's going to take us to get there. We want all of that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you take we read those news articles a few months ago about the kid killing his parents for taking away his PlayStation, or kids taking away their cell phones and they can't handle it and they call the cops saying it's child abuse. It's getting out of hand.
It is. It really is. It really, really is. And we have to learn how to develop patience. We have to learn how to calm ourselves down. We have to learn, is this really an addiction, and how is it impacting us? And I want to go back to this, even with the social media and the phone things. Amy, you know, it's crazy because I get these, you know, I got 14,000 emails I got to open. So please don't send me no email because I don't get a chance to open up my emails. But the thing is, Amy, I've been getting emails. I've been talking about I need to do this, I need to do that. I get all these pop-up emails. I'm like, is this phone recording me? How does the phone know I want to do this? Or how does the phone know I need to go here? You know, this is ridiculous, and it's really getting out of control, in my opinion. Because to me, that seems like more also, even though it's giving people immediate gratification, but it seems to me like it's also an invasion of privacy. Because I'll see my phone, like, flash, and I'm like, okay, what just happened here? So do you think that that's helping individuals when they're trying to solicit us or lure us into certain stores or places? Because we may have been on the phone and we said, you know what, I think I want some McDonald's. And then all of a sudden you're getting all these McDonald's coupons and all this other mess, and I'm just using that as an example. Do you think that that helps us?
That freaks me out when I see that happening. I'm like, sometimes I don't even type it in on my phone. It's just like, here's my voice, or is reading my brain. But I think that that doesn't, it helps, you know, companies, but it doesn't help us. I think temptation is right there in front of us,
mm-hmm.
dangling in front of us, and it's so hard to say no. Everything is so easy. There's apps for everything, and I never have to get off my couch if I didn't want to.
Mm-hmm. Amy, I used to get so mad with my phone. I'm glad Siri don't talk to me no more, because she and I, we had some issues. I didn't know she was, what do you call her, Erica Badu or what, but she right there, her voice, oh my God, it used to drive me nuts. But I would leave my office and it would say, you will be home in such and such amount of time. I was like, how the heck you know I'm going home? Maybe I don't want to go home. How the phone would just tell you where you going. Your next move. That really spooked me out when I first saw that. Now, I want to give the listener some information, and this comes from Psychology Today, and it talks about 10 reasons we rush for immediate gratification. And as I indicated earlier, we are all hardwired to want immediate payoffs, even if it's unwise. Now, when we start talking about these things, these are some of the issues that they talk about. We have a desire to avoid delays. Generally speaking, we want things now rather than later. I remember the candy now and later. There is a psychological discomfort associated with self-denial. And from an evolutionary perspective, our instincts to seize the reward at hand. And resisting this instinct is hard. Amy, you know, we don't want to wait. Every time you see me on Thursdays, you'd be like, what do you want to eat? Or either I would call you or text you, Amy, I want this, I want that. You know, but the desire to avoid delay. Now, like other animals, humans would survive and reproduce if they had a strong tendency to grab the smaller immediate reward and skip the larger but delayed reward. Amy, why do we have a desire to avoid delay? We don't want to wait.
I have no idea anymore. I feel like we just want to get there now. Like, sitting in traffic sounds horrible. Nobody has patience for that. You know, when your airplane's delayed, you just want to get there now, and you want to get there as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm. Another thing Amy talks about is uncertainty. A lifetime of learning not to trust others to deliver what they promise in the future. Growing up with a sense of total helplessness may also play a role in one's resistance to delaying gratification. Similarly, the short duration and uncertainty of life influences our time preferences, meaning sometimes if it's poor health, if it's, you know, people are sick, individuals are going through some things, when they're uncertain, people always say tomorrow's not promised. That's another reason why individuals will basically rush to immediate gratification, is they're uncertain. Any questions or any comments in regards to that?
How do you think people can develop patience, you know, as an adult? Like, we can teach kids, but adults have a lot hard time with patience.
Actually, we're going to talk about that, Amy, after I get finished giving some of these things of the 10 reasons we rush to immediate gratification. I do want to give the listeners some information that try to help them develop patience, because, you know, they say patience is a virtue, and patience is something that we also have to practice. But age, young adults tend to be impulsive. Experiencing life events that bears lesson about time can change one's time preferences. For instance, experience the death of someone close, encouraging young adults to reflect on their long-term futures and become more focused on these things. But time, I mean age. Imagination is another one, Amy. Cognitive capacity is another one why individuals can be have immediate gratification. Poverty is another one, meaning poverty and the pressure presents needs can bind a person to needs of the future, leading necessarily to a stronger focus on the present. Impulsiveness. Individuals with an impulsive personality are simply more prone to be in a spontaneous mood and show tolerance to any delay of gratification. And individuals with impulsive traits are at greater risk of problems such as substance abuse and obesity. Individuals have difficulties with immediate gratification when they have difficulties with emotional regulation. And the importance of mood is another one, and anticipation, which is what we're going to transition into as we talk about developing patience. But generally speaking, individuals tend to derive pleasures from anticipating good things and discomfort from anticipating bad things. Now, Amy, when we talk about, or you indicated patience, what is the way that we can strive towards patience? And I think Michelle is coming on, so let me log on. Michelle, I believe it's Michelle. Hi, this is Jeanette. Welcome to Personal Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, do you have any questions for Amy or myself as we talk about immediate gratification?
Well, because I just got on, not right now, no.
Okay. So, Amy, first of all, I want to ask you, Amy, if a client comes to you, and a lot of times we think of immediate gratification or individuals that are impulsive, we think of anxiety, you know, or they may have panic attacks. How would you work with a client that has or demonstrates symptoms of anxiety or immediate gratification to help them develop patience?
Trick question. Making me think this morning. I think it's important to have them take a step back, because they're always 10 steps ahead and not in the moment when you're suffering from anxiety. I think it's important to analyze step by step on how you're going to get somewhere and retrain your brain to think before you react.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the first
step. And you know what? And that's true too, Amy, because we talk about having this immediate gratification and telling the individuals a crisis for you is not a crisis for us, and what is your expected outcome. So if you get it now, why do you need it? Because we have to understand, we talk about developing patience, one of the things is understanding that nature, the irritation, the rage that comes about if you get it. And also upgrading our attitudes towards the discomfort of pain, because we feel like we got to have it now. So we have to learn how to pay attention to those things, and self-talk is also very, very important. When we start talking about, do I really need this? Do I want this? Sometimes we're so busy talking ourselves into things, that we have to learn how to sometimes talk ourselves out of it. And I believe that's where a lot of individuals struggle. They struggle in that area.
I agree. Self-talk is huge. The words of affirmation, you know, that you are capable of making the right decision. I think those are all really important.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have some information, and this information basically talks about, and it won't let me scroll up, it has to do with 9 techniques for developing patience, because the single greatest challenge individuals have faced is learning how to change their life, especially their financial life, our relationships, their work, around patience. You know, individuals will say, you know, I want to be debt-free, I want to be happy, but you also have to figure out what your actual designation is. A lot of times, Amy, we get so caught up in what we want, we don't even realize the benefits or the downfalls or the pitfalls. We just want it now. And we also have to make a plan B. We have to learn how to take the other side's perspective. Amy, I think that that is where a lot of individuals struggle, meaning it's not all about you. I remember my mother used to tell me that when I was a kid, because I told my mother, and when I was a kid, because I grew up in a house with all Libras, and I told my mother, I can't live in a house with Libras. You guys are getting on my nerves. I need my own room. I can't do it. And I had to learn as a child, it wasn't all about Jeanette. It ain't going to always be Jeanette's way. And that used to drive me crazy because no one taught me how to take other people's perspective into consideration. And some individuals still might say, if it ain't Jeanette way, she don't want to play. It's like, give me my ball back. What is your perspective in regards to that, Amy? How are you with taking other people's perspective?
I have a lot of patience. That's one thing that I am very confident with is my patience. But I also had to share a bathroom with 4 siblings. So we shared bedrooms. It was very limited space. So patience was always emphasized in the house. And now I work with kids. You have to have patience when working with children or you will strangle someone.
Baby, you have patience, but you will blurt stuff out.
Yeah,
I don't have
a filter. I lack a filter, but I have patience. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, you don't have patience, but you have a great filter.
I don't always have a good filter. I really don't, because I say some things sometimes. People be looking at me like, did she just say that? I'd be like, yes, I did. You know, so, but I know I lack patience. I've gotten better. I've gotten much better. But, before, Amy, because no one ever told me that. No one told me to just wait. What the heck you mean wait? If I got to wait, I'm leaving. I ain't got time for that. But then I got the audacity to want people to wait for me, but yet I don't like waiting on nobody else.
That is a fact.
I'm honest.
No shame.
I am really honest. I've always been like that. Now, one of the things, Amy, is sometimes we got to break things down in order to develop patience, too. You know, we have to make sure that we don't try to do it all at one time or one day or, you know, but sometimes, Amy, that could be hard because there are some individuals, their anxiety will just take over and they just keep worrying or that it keeps playing in their head. And, you know, what is a person to do in regards to learning how to take things in smaller increments, not trying to do all so many different projects all in one time or one day?
You want to know how to?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For me, I have to write everything out. If I want to get it done, it has to be written out, and I have to have patience with myself. And I think that's, I think I have patience with other people, but I don't have patience with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has to be, we have to give yourself grace as well as other people. because we always want our bodies to do things and we forget about what they can do rather, and we focus on what they can't do.
Mm-hmm. Girl, and your body will show, tell you, Amy, because as we age, oh, Lord, girl, I am a living witness. I used to be like, I'd be having all these thoughts and bright ideas. I could do this and this and this and this and this. My body would be like, oh, no, you can't. You ain't doing nothing right about now. Because my hand hurting has caused me to not be able to do a lot of things. Even though I try, I have good intentions. Even just signing those books, Amy, it was, oh, it was hurting so bad. But do you realize I didn't have my arm brace? I didn't have my thing around my hand?
Oh, I saw, and I was going to shame you about that, but.
Well, because I was trying to you know, to do it right, but I also want to say in regards to Saturday, too, I'm quite sure you saw the look on my face because I was not having a lot of patience when I was sitting there. But I kept looking at Tisha because I thought Tisha was teasing me because somebody would ate my cupcake.
Oh, that was Ryder.
That's what she said. She said, Ryder licked my cupcake. My auntie and them was teasing me. They was like, yeah, we saw that food by you. I said, I always have food by me. That's my immediate gratification. I always got to have food around me. And I didn't even get a chance to eat it. So Ryder ate my cupcake.
Ryder licked about four cupcakes. He was giving out candy. He'd give out candy and then he'd take it back. And then he'd give me a piece and take it back. But I think we all were getting a little irritable. Me and Tisha definitely had zero patience by the end. When they kept bringing people on, we were ready to leave.
That's why I told you guys. I said, okay, y'all, you guys got to give me my 4 minutes. Make sure that, you know, you two let me know when I need to shut up. You know, but the whole time I kept looking at her because Tisha peeled a cupcake back, and I'm watching her eat the cupcake. I was like, no, she's not eating my cupcake in my face.
And then Ryder ran up there and told you that he's hungry and you better hurry up.
So, yeah. So one of the things, we got to recognize things that are not simply in our control, Amy. You know, a lot of times life deals us unexpected things all the time. You know, like I said, it could be a death, it could be a relationship. As we realized, it was the book side, and Jeanette thinking somebody ate a cupcake. And when I came back, so, okay, so if Ryder licked my cupcake, who ate my other things that I had on my plate?
Ryder was a bottomless pit. Every time I looked at him, he takes after his granny. He did not stop eating from the time that he woke up. Like when he snapped out of his little grog, he did not stop eating. I took him to the bathroom. We're walking. He goes, Amy, you buy that for me? And I go, I have no money. Do you have money? He goes, in my back pocket. He had no money.
I think you get that part from his dad, because his dad would take you to the store, and then when you get to the store, he start patting on his pockets. He'll be like, I left my ATM card at home, you know. So I think he kind of inherited that and don't realize he inherited that. So he told you, yeah, buddy, you didn't have nobody on him. Wow.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because at the end of the day, my food was gone. I was like, where's my cupcake and where's my other item? And
you
I left
seen
my watch.
Face. She would, Ryder would be like, more strawberries? And hand her the empty plate. She'd be like, you just ate strawberries. And he's like, I go get them. And he'd run and she'd have to chase after him. He did like four times.
So, in other words, we got to teach Ryder patience too. So, we got to, again, recognize that there are some things that we cannot control. And, you know, that's one of the things, Amy, and I like teaching individuals the Serenity Prayer, because the Serenity Prayer is very, very powerful, because it helps individuals acknowledge and accept and know the difference between the things that they can change and the things that they can't. And the next one is, think about things that make you react on impulse. And mine is food. Food will make me act on impulse. Except last night when I was leaving the casino and that man asked me, you want to go get something to eat? the first thing I thought about was a guy called, named Mike had told me that a person went to a casino and came up missing, that the person had won a lot of money and have been missing. I don't know if the person dead or not, whatever the case may be, but Jeanette was not going to be one of them. I was like, this has never happened to me where a man get on the elevator, ask me if I won, and then try to give me some money, and then ask me the weakest of the week, you want to go get something to eat? I was like, for real, Lord, for real? No, thank you. I'm good. I'm good. I am not going to go eat with no total stranger. So, again, think about the things that make you react on impulses. Amy, what are some of the things that we know that individuals normally make them react on impulse? Because you know mine is food sometimes.
I think addiction is huge. You know, when you're feeling down, depression, you want to feel better, and that's when addiction kind of plays a role, self-medicating.
I agree on that. I agree on that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Michelle, what are some of the things that, what are some of the things that make you react on impulse?
Depression, you know, I mean, and that's like what Amy just said, when you go through your depression, I can't say some of the times, it might start that way at first, but it would lead to drugs, you know, And that's where I'm trying to have it, like, I'm trying to lean more towards God because I've always leaned on him, but, you know, it doesn't always work that way. It gets so bad, like, I mean, you know, it was so bad these last couple of days, is, you know, for now I'll have to say I'm not depressed right now, but, you know, it comes and goes, you know. It comes and goes, and sometimes it's not that so bad, and, like, the other day it was so bad, and, you know, and now I'm finally going to my brother's church and everything like that, but, you know.
And, you know, and we have to also, Amy, learn how to develop self-control when we start talking about becoming impatient. You know, we have to find a way to calm ourselves down and self-soothe ourselves, because that's one of the things that gets us in trouble, is when we don't know what to do, we will act it out. We'll throw little temper tantrums, you know, have little fits. And, you know, and then that's not going to make the situation any better. It actually makes the situation worse. So as we're talking about,
I also think when it comes into dieting, you know, you see things that are like, oh, I lost 60 pounds in 2 weeks. And people crave that, you know. They want instant results.
Yeah,
but it
yeah,
never works out
yeah.
like that.
Well, you know what, Amy, because with the instant gratification comes the instant results. When we don't see the results that we want, we get frustrated. So we have to be very mindful of that. You know, there's not going to be a quick fix. You know, there's not going to be one of those things where it's like, well, try this, so you're going to be a millionaire overnight. You know, we get caught up in some of these gadgets and you know, these false promises and things of that nature. Now, I have some other information, and it talks about 6 keys to developing patience that individuals can apply in their life. First of all, be realistic. You know, if someone is coming to you trying to sell you a dream, and don't fall for the okie doke, which is one of the things that we used to say. Don't be boo-boo the fool. Now, in regards to that, in regards to basically where you can apply these things to your life, is one, expect challenges. Now, when we talk about challenges, when we start talking about the instant gratification, things are going to make us feel uncomfortable. Things are not going to always be the way we want them to be. So we can expect it, but also do it with a positive attitude. We don't have to be so negative. Another thing is go slow to go fast. Now, some individuals might say, well, what do that mean, Jeanette? Don't rush it. Take your time. It kind of reminds me of that race that used to be with the tortoise and the turtle, and the tortoise was moving all slow, and the turtle was teasing him and all of this stuff, and the doggone tortoise wound up winning the race because he burnt himself out. If you start off too fast, you might burn yourself out. So if you start slow, it's kind of like being a runner. You can build this endurance as you are going on along. And create space in your life, meaning our world is going way too fast. I mean, sometimes we'd be sitting in the offices, and I'll be like, dang, what day is it? You know, because time is just flying by. So even with our world going too fast, many of us are trying to do too many things, all of which are very important to us. But the tension and the buildup is just a matter of time before we snap. So we got to make sure that we create the space in our lives, and we must shut our minds down, regroup, and gain perspective. So create that space and find the soft place in your heart, meaning sometimes take some time to enjoy nature. Take some time, you know, because when we act from impatience, sometimes we are weak. And when we act from empathy, we are powerful. So sometimes we have to put ourselves in other people's shoes so that we can see why they are so impatient. And see the big picture. Everything in life is a process. Parenting, growing a business, getting in shape, building relationships. All of those things, Amy, in the world are growing levels of instant gratification, and our patience is what they call whanny, meaning, and our ability to stay patient through the process of achieving success is deteriorating. But in order to be successful, we have to make sure we are also looking at the big picture and practice patience. Now, we have to practice it because practice makes perfect. Amy, I'm going to say this because I know that you teach children to swim, and that takes a lot of patience. Do you also work with adults?
I do, and adults are harder to teach.
What are some of the things that you see in regards to teaching the child versus the adult to be patient? Because that's scary, because you know I'm scared of water, but that can be very scary trying to get a person to calm down, have a little patience, don't swallow all the water. What works and what don't work when you're talking about even teaching someone something new?
It comes back to having patience with yourself, you know, and it's going to take time, and there's baby steps. Like I like to skip steps. I have a new package, a new thing, a new toy, and I need to put it together. I will skip steps because I think I know better.
Uh-huh.
There are directions, and there's a process for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's important if you do want to learn to swim or you do want to build something, to follow the directions and take it slow. Read it twice. Try it two times. Master each step before you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Okay. And you know what? And that's a good way of looking at it. And, you know, and sometimes with children, if they know they're going to get it, but you tell them to wait, if you give them a timeline, it makes sense to them. But with adults, we become so impatient. Could it be that the kid know eventually I'm going to get it, where the adult says that they're not going to get it? There's no hope?
For kids, they have more hope. They're open to trying new things, you know? But but for them, they're like, how many more times do I have to do this? So I'm like, okay, we're going to do it three more times. And you don't want to push it. You have to know their limit. You have to know that you don't want to stress them out or push them too hard, because then you're going to create fear in their minds.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And I like what you just said in regards to the fear in their mind, because a lot of times with adults, we have already experienced so many different things in life, and that's why we're kind of like on the go. And with kids, you know, kids have a different mindset. The attitude is very important. The mind is very important. And we also have to learn how to be patient and staying calm under pressure, which is something that we didn't talk about. Because a lot of times when we are under pressure, it can also become very, very individuals can struggle with that. I'm looking at a text that I just received, so I'm going to follow up on that. But we become very, we're in crisis mode. Can you speak on that a little bit, Amy, before we end the show?
crisis mode. Yeah, I think we manifest on our trauma, our own personal trauma, and we carry it, and then that pressures our mind in new or in new situations, and then we have no patience because we're already assuming it's going to end like it did the first time or the last time. And so it's like slowing down and reflecting on why it happened and how it happened and who you were with. And sometimes a lot, not every time, but a lot of times it's from lack of patience. You know, we jump to doing things. We don't think it through. And so we don't want to manifest on the trauma.
Gotcha. And, you know, Amy, that's very important. And I'm glad you ended the show with that, because a lot of times the immediate gratification comes from we manifest things. We think it's going to happen like it did before, and we want it, and we want it now. You know, and like I said, this is not Burger King where we can always have it our way. But by that same token, we do know better, you do better. So I want to thank you for joining us here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. Amy, I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, because I have a training to go to next Monday, but I will probably be in my car as we do the show if you have a topic. But we can come up with that later, because we got so much stuff to do. And like I said, now that we will still be in Fullerton, we have to figure out how we will get this office and stuff done. So tomorrow I'm going to be talking about the uncommitted Christian, meaning the part-time Christian, because a lot of times individuals are a Christian when it is convenient for them. We become uncommitted. So join me tomorrow, Precious Predicaments, Blog Talk Radio. Amy, let me get to this doctor's appointment at 1:15, and hopefully they can give me some, I don't want no medicine, but hopefully they can tell me what's going on with all this pain I got going on in my hands and my feet and all that other mess. So until tomorrow, or until next week, remember, you got this, and I'll call you in a few minutes, Amy. Okay? Thank you for joining me. Bye-bye.
Bye.